Welcome to Charm Chat. I'm Nicole from A Pretty Charmed Life.
I'm Angie from Daily Charm Addict.
And I'm Rita from A Charmed Dreamer.
Together, we share our not-so-secret charm addictions,
discuss hot topics in the bead world,
and of course, spill the beads on life.
So, are you ready? Okay, let's chat.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to this episode where we get down to the nitty-gritty of taking care of our charms and bracelets. Let's say hi to Nicole.
Hello, everyone.
And Rita, of course.
Hello, hello.
Before we roll up our sleeves and share as much advice as we can about taking care of our jewelry. Of course, we have a lot of time, money, and emotion invested in our collections, and we want them to look great on us and in our photos, and we want them to last. So before we get into this long topic, I'm just going to say I used to be pretty scheduled when it came to giving my jewelry a bath, and I would even keep a little notebook so I knew when I had done each bracelet. But obviously, as my collection grew, that kind of went out the window. So I want to know if you guys have a certain plan or a schedule, or you just clean them when you need to.
Yeah, I don't really have a schedule, but I do clean them regularly. I use the polishing cloths almost every day as I need them. Nicole, how about you?
Oh, gosh, no. There's no way. I used to be very regimented. I didn't write it in a notebook, but I loved cleaning it. It was like very therapeutic for me back in the day. But now, no, it rarely happens, actually.
Okay, when you do clean, do you do a whole bunch at the same time or just like one bracelet that you're working on or one charm that you're working on?
For me, like if I'm going to do a cleaning, it's probably because I'm redesigning an old bracelet that the whole thing is tarnished. So I'll clean the whole thing.
I clean as I go, as I need, but just a warning, don't do your whole collection at once. I did that once.
Then you got to put it all back together.
Yeah, it was a mess.
If you have a modest collection, it's totally fine to do it all at once.
And what about taking the bracelet apart?
I'm a take them offer kind of person.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. I feel like they need to be dried in between. Before we get into all that, though, let's just share our experience with our listeners. And I think starting off, most brands have specific care instructions. So I think it's really good to adhere to what each particular brand that you have recommends. And usually there's some information on the website or in the catalog. And sometimes they even send you like a little card with your order. So I don't know. I'm a rule follower, so I would say stick to that first. But in general, let's give you some great tips in this episode.
Yeah, if you're like me and don't read instructions, listen to this episode.
Well, I think in general, I mean, most people probably know that you should remove your jewelry before you're sleeping or exercising and, you know, don't put any chemicals on it. Try and keep it away from perfume and lotion and that kind of thing. And they even say don't use silver polish, like liquid silver polish. So people may not know that and think that's a good thing to use for cleaning. But I think we're pretty knowledgeable about what to do and what not to do. So have you guys ever had any like real disasters when it comes to your jewelry?
No. Like you, I'm a rebel in a lot of things in life, but not when it comes to my jewelry. I will clean. I'm by the book. I have had some mistakes that have made me need to clean my jewelry, but I haven't made a mistake while cleaning.
What about you, Rita? Any disasters?
Not with my Pandora or charm jewelry, but years ago, I used to make jewelry and I used to use sterling silver findings and that. And I didn't know what I know now. So I had the solution that I used to get from my supplier. One time I forgot the little beads in there for like 2 hours. It was dead. They were dead. They were completely white.
Okay, so that's similar to my disaster story because I ordered some pre-loved oval lights online. And when they came, I opened the package and my heart just sank. And they were just, like you said, just white and ruined. And I was like, what the heck? And I messaged her and said, this is not acceptable. And she said, I'm so sorry. I left it in some kind of solution for too long. But I was so devastated I didn't have them. I worked so hard to try to bring them back. And they're wearable now. They're not perfect. But yeah, that kind of scared me straight. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to be really careful with any kind of cleaning.
The thing that I did that made me need to clean my jewelry, and I thought my bracelet was ruined. But when we were working from home, I kind of left my jewelry on the desk that my laptop was in. While your laptop gives off heat.
Oh.
And I think just being so close to the heat it turned my bracelet yellow and I was devastated. And I wasn't sure I was going to be able to fix it, but I did. It's brand new.
When I finally got back into Pandora, and I was probably after seeing your video, I thought, oh, well, now where is that Pandora bracelet I had? And it was up in my closet and it was in the original box. So not, which I learned now is not tarnish resistant or anything. So I opened it up and I had the ugly duckling on there and it was like the black swan. And I was like, oh, what do I do now? So that got me interested in learning how to properly clean as well. So that was the beginning of my little notebook where I kept track of things. But as I said, too many now to worry about that. If you guys didn't know, in my research, I saw that Pandora at the back of the catalog has a really good section called product information, and it's extensive. It's pages long, and they have a section on care instructions, cleaning, limits for how many beads you should put on different kinds of carriers and bracelets, that kind of thing, because you don't want to, I did learn this, you don't want to overload your bracelet and put any pressure on the clip stations or on the clasp. Have you guys ever broken a bracelet by overloading it?
I have. And it was so awesome because I was living in Seattle at the time and I was visiting Albuquerque and I had this two-tone bracelet that one of the snake chain, it's not a prong, but I don't know how else to explain it. It was just in the snake chain of the bracelet started lifting. And I went to my store and I'm like, this is kind of lifting. She's like, here's your problem. It's way too squished. And it's putting pressure on the bracelet as your charms are turning on there. It's causing it. And she was so awesome. She exchanged it for me, even though like I didn't even get that bracelet in this state. Wow, so that's where nice. I learned very early on not to do that.
I had a clasp open and weaken. I don't think it was from filling it because back then I didn't fill my bracelets, but it just somehow weakened and it would open. All of a sudden it just opened and it would drop. So I was so afraid. I went to the store and it was past the year like warranty thing. So they couldn't give me a new one, but the sales associate gave me a good idea. She said, put a safety chain on it. And that way, if it opens, you won't lose it. So I've done that. And ever since I've worn it, it's fine.
Okay, well, let's go over some cleaning tips now, because that's probably what people are most interested in. Now, Rita, I know that you have some great reels about the Pandora cleaning solution, that new liquid one. And I just wondered if you had any good tips for our listeners on how to use that.
Yeah, I love that cleaning solution, by the way. It's so good. And I'm so happy that we can do that at home. So tips, I would say I like to take my bracelets apart. You can still do it as a whole. It'll fit. Most bracelets will fit. I find that it's very gentle. You can use it on all the metals. Somebody even asked me about the color changing chameleon, aka Pascal. And so I went and I did it and I tried it and it's fine. I tried it on the little light.
What color did it turn?
It went darker, so I guess it was cold. And then I tried it on the glow-in-the-dark light bulb. Nothing happened. And I've used it on all the metals, the opals, everything. And the reason why I say it's gentle is because remember that little episode I just told you about, 2 hours? Mm-hmm. The same thing happened. I forgot it in the solution. And I would start to freak out because that memory came back and absolutely nothing happened. Like nothing. They were so nice and clean.
It smells really nice too. It doesn't smell really harsh.
I'm with Rita on the it being gentle, but I actually have two different things. So one time it was gentle and one time it was not so gentle. The cosmic clips have a lot of grooves in it, I guess you can say, and that's really hard to clean and got really, really oxidized. And I thought I was never going to get these to look like brand new. And I accidentally left it in the solution for hours and it came out crystal clean.
Yeah.
But I have these little CZ stud earrings that I also left in there too long. And now that CZ part is like a little bit too cloudy. So I'm like, I don't know. I mean, clearly they tell you to leave it in there for 2 minutes, which I guess is the recommended time. But I've had one time where it worked in my favor and one where it did not. So just
I don't understand caution. How you guys could leave it in so long. Like, especially if you think it's 2 minutes, like, can you not wait for the 2 minutes?
Yeah, multitasking.
No, I cannot sit there and do nothing for 2 minutes. On to the next thing.
Yeah. One more thing too about the solution. So I used to go to the Pandora store to get my jewelry clean. I'd leave it with them and it would come out like sparkling. They used a similar solution, and they used a tumbler. Not on everything. They couldn't clean everything. So I find that it doesn't come out as good as that used to at the store, but I use the polishing cloth right after, and then that helps. So,
well, before we got the solution, I used to do the dish soap and a little dish of water and then use that polishing cloth. And I think really the polishing cloth is all you really need. I think it works so well. I just use those Ohm ones and Troll Beads ones mm-hmm. that I get free with my order. I know, Nicole, you have some kind of special polishing cloth that's your absolute favorite, right?
It is my favorite. It's so amazing. I actually learned about it from a coworker when I first started collecting, and he had this like silver wrestling belt. I don't know. Oh. So he's like, this is how I polish my silver wrestling belt. I'm like, okay. And I think it's from a company called Sunshine, or they're called Sunshine, and they're yellow and they come in a tube and they work wonders. They are my favorite, but I also find the ones that come with Ohm beads to be like very similar and very effective. Pandora's have kind of been on the weaker side.
Do they even sell them anymore? I haven't seen them in years.
So they had the original one that they had years ago. That was an amazing polishing cloth.
The bigger one.
Yeah, the bigger one. It mm-hmm. took everything off. And then they changed to the like half pink, half white that comes with the solution. And personally, the inside white is not like the old one, or not like Ohm's. Ohm's is so good. I love it. It's very similar to that old one. I do like the pink because that is specific to rose gold or gold plated, and it won't damage it. You can't use a regular polishing cloth on those plated metals.
So that part is untreated probably, and just a nice soft lint-free cloth, which all of them say use a soft lint-free cloth. So
I love that one, like the pink layer on it.
Yeah.
I just wish that it wasn't so itty-bitty with a Pandora clean solution. Like, give us
and
a
even if
more,
it was
guys.
Small, it's okay. But because there's stitching in the middle and it's like a book, it's sort of awkward because there's that seam in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I don't care for that. Anyway, other than cleaning, there are some other tips for caring for your charms. It's not just all about cleaning. I think one thing that we have to watch out for are our most delicate pieces, which are pearls and glass. So I know that with pearls, I love pearls, but you have to be so gentle with them. Obviously, you can't drop them. Apparently, they fade in the sun. I don't know. I wouldn't be sunbathing with one, but and you can't knock them. You can't soak them in water. You can't rub them too vigorously. Do you guys have a lot of pearls, or are you rubbing your pearls vigorously?
I've washed them with soap and water.
Really? I'm not sure if you're supposed to.
I don't know. I don't have that many.
And the other thing is glass charms. Do you have anything to say about pearls, Nicole?
I have the Pandora Me Pearl bracelet, and I will never touch that with anything. Like, if I'm going to wipe it or wash it, I actually do this a lot with my jewelry, you guys, because I don't clean them. I'll get the underside of my shirt, and I'll just kind of give it a little, like, rub. But I would never do anything with my pearls.
How about the pink side of that cloth?
I wouldn't even do that. I'm just like, I don't want to mess them up.
The other thing we have to be careful with are our glass beads. Have you guys ever broken one?
I have not. And I've dropped so many. I have not.
Really?
Lucky, lucky, lucky.
Mine was really sad. Just one time. I was really excited from this package. It was from Carla from Omen, Australia.
And
she'll do like really unique ones, right? So it's not ones that I could just go and reorder. But I lucked out because she was selling this set of pink things, and there were three pink slims in there. And I was like, well, I only need two, but I might as well just grab the whole set and not leave somebody with one. Well, I dropped one of them it cracked. I have hard tile floor, and a tiny little bit cracked off it. So I was a little sad, but I had two other ones, so I wasn't that devastated.
So is it so bad you can't use it anymore, or?
No, I would use it still. It's not that bad.
I bought one used and it did have a chip out of it, which I obviously wasn't shown in the photo. So that was too bad. But I've luckily never dropped one. I have tile floors too. And I mean, I've dropped them, but on my carpeting, and they've been okay. But it's kind of scary. So I'm not really super careful with them when they're on my wrist, but now I might be. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about are the different bracelet metals. So I think we're all pretty used to our silver ones, but there are other types of bracelets with other type of metals. I have two of the copper bracelets from Troll Beads. And I've read a lot of people kind of complain about the patina that they get and that they tarnish really quickly. And you can't just use silver polish on those ones. So mine were pretty dark. So I thought, okay, I better check this out. And I actually found from the Troll Beads website in Europe that they recommend using either salt and vinegar,
What?
Which was surprising. Okay. Or a lemon and salt, which I use those to clean my copper pots, but I would never think that it would be recommended to use that on a bracelet. And they also say copper cleaner. So I did have Brasso in the cupboard, which is a Canadian copper cleaner. And I tried it last night and wow, it really worked. I was so nervous to do it, but I thought they're not too expensive. So I thought, well, if I ruin it, I can buy another one. But it really came up very beautifully. I'm okay with the patina. I don't mind when they get a little bit dark. If you do want that nice kind of rose gold look, then you can give it a polish. And I actually wore it today and my daughter said, is that rose gold? I'm like, no, it's copper.
Did there you go. Take before and after photos?
No, of course not. I was excited.
For those of us that don't know, what exactly is patina?
It's like a finish on metal. So like if you had a copper statue out in the elements, it gets that kind of green verdigris, which is what they call it. Yeah. Yeah, it just gets kind of darker and
I don't know. Copper's version of tarnish.
Basically.
Okay.
Although they do call it tarnish, but anyway.
But in a statue that they're meant to go like that.
Who's gonna go out there with copper cleaner and clean a statue?
It's part of the beauty of copper.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah. So I'm okay with it. I did it last night. I probably won't do it very often because I just enjoy that look. But anyway. Nicole, now you have a lot of Pandora Rose. I think you've got me onto Pandora Rose, but I'm always a little confused about how exactly to care for it. So do you have any tips for us?
Nope, because I, again, with Pandora Rose, I'm so afraid to touch it with anything that I just give my shirt a little like, all right, let's clean you up. However, the new Pandora solution that Rita was talking about is totally safe for Pandora Rose. So I've put charms in there, but not any of my bracelets, but I think it would be totally fine. I actually should try it because my Pandora open bangle in Pandora Rose is like patinaed. I'm just kidding. I don't even know if I said that right. It's definitely like changing, but Pandora warns you that those colors are going to change too. So
do you store them all together? Like with silver or?
No, I store my Pandora Rose all separately because you should not have like any anti-tarnishing stuff near your Pandora Rose. So it has its own separate home.
Okay, because remember in the old cleaning kit, we got the different pouches and one was for Pandora Rose. Well, I only have two of them. So I do keep them in those white pouches. I asked a sales associate and she said it was okay.
Not the original cleaning kit, just the original white, regular white pouches they give you.
Is that what you were talking about, Angie?
Yeah, just the regular ones.
Oh.
Because I only have two of the Pandora Rose ones. Yeah. Air quotes there.
I don't know. That's just what they told me when I first bought my Pandora Rose when I first came out. That's what they told me. So I never, ever put them in. And I've had no problems, no tarnishing. I've put them in the solution. No problem. I've used the pink side of that cloth. No problem. So I don't know.
I'll be right back. I have to go take them all out.
I would.
Yeah.
Now I'm just in case. I would rather have them in nothing than in anything anti-tarnish.
Okay. I've learned something from this podcast already.
Go buy its own separate stackers layer that is just Pandora Rose friendly.
And leave them out naked. Okay. Now, Rita, you are like the queen of gold plating and shine, right? Aren't you?
No.
I know you love your Maress gold-plated bracelets. So I just wondered if you do anything special with those?
I don't have a lot of gold-plated. I treat the gold-plated the same as I treat the rose gold because they're both gold-plated.
So you use Nicole's t-shirt?
Yeah, pretty much.
You'll have to cut up your shirt and send us each a little square.
Yeah. Nicole's polishing cloth. My pretty charmed life's polishing cloth. Yeah, I've had no problems.
So nothing special with Pandora Shine then?
No.
And do you keep them in a white pouch?
No. Okay. Not at all. No.
Can they be with the Pandora Rose?
Oh, that's a good question.
I really want to know. Like, can I store those together?
I'd imagine.
Cricket, nobody knows.
Well, I mean, mine tarnished, so don't ask me questions.
Oh, yeah. See, like, mine didn't, but I don't have a lot. I don't have any Pandora Shine bracelets. I have Pandora Shine charms, and I have the Maress bracelet.
Yeah, I don't think I do either. Maybe only Nicole has that.
I have Shine, but I treat it like I do my Pandora Rose.
Okay, good to know. Now, another thing I'm new to are gemstones. Do I have to do anything different with those or just treat them like glass beads?
That's a really good question. Pandora used to have cleaning instructions because they sold natural gemstones and they don't have it anymore. So I have no proof, but I feel like you have to treat them very uniquely too, almost like the pearls. So t-shirt, that's what my gemstones get.
I feel like maybe not water, although it's a rock. I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't have a catalog that's old enough to check any instructions.
So when I used to make jewelry, I used a lot of semi-precious stones too, and I just clean them with soap and water. I never had a problem. I think they're more durable.
Okay. I'm going to have to research it because the Om Orocs, like the tiger's eye, I was wearing those and I was doing the dishes and I was like, maybe I should take this off. But I'm not sure. Like, I don't know why I feel that way about them.
Okay, we'll find out and we'll leave a note in the Charm Chat podcast.
Or if our listeners know, please let us know.
Yes.
Yeah, please. For sure. Well, another thing I saw in my research that kind of made me chuckle was Pandora recommends an annual service and inspection to check clasps and mountings. And okay, soldered or soldered, it depends where you're from, but those parts. And yeah, I thought, can you imagine with the size of our collections, how much that invoice would be?
Hold on, let me just pull up the truck while you open the door.
Beep, beep, beep. We might have more items than you guys have in store. So yeah. I'm just kidding.
I believe it. Now, we already talked about having a clasp break. Luckily, I never have. But do you guys always use safety chains? If so, when? If not, why not?
Most of the time, I'll have a safety chain. Especially if I know it's like a bracelet that may open, or if it's a full bracelet. I've had bracelets open, not have the clasp damage, but they open because they're too full. So I've learned that too. I will have a safety chain, but I don't have that many safety chains. So I like to put a little stopper or a clip at the end, like something pretty that matches the design. But I usually never go without a silicone clip or a safety chain.
Okay, so that protects your beads from falling off. But if the whole bracelet falls off, then you're kind of in trouble. I like to wear a safety chain. I have maybe a couple bracelets that don't have it on, or if I have like a mini designer, obviously a bangle, I don't. But in general, if I buy a new bracelet, I like to get a safety chain to put on it just to have that security. Because gosh, when you add up how much it costs for all the beads on just one single bracelet, it's pretty bad.
That happened to me once. I was in a mall and the bracelet was a brand new bracelet. And I guess I filled it too much and it just opened. It dropped. And thank goodness I saw it because I could have lost it. And it was a full bracelet. So I do try and wear it, especially if I go out.
In the beginning of my collecting days, I used to make sure I had a safety chain on all my bracelets. But I'm probably going to say I have more bracelets without safety chains than I do with. But that end charm, like, it has to be one that's threaded. That way it's not just going to fall off. Outside of that, I probably should wear them more often, but I don't. I do feel like if it fell off, I would notice, knock on wood, that I'm not jinxing myself.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And when the one came out the first time with the silicone so that you can just open it like a clip, I thought, oh, this is perfect. I only need this one safety chain now forevermore, because then you can take it off one and put it on another without taking off all your charms. But I don't. I don't use it for everything. So,
and you know what? I don't even really like the clip safety chains, because one of the things I love that the safety chains does is it covers up that threading before the little clasp. But when you have a clip, it doesn't go over it. So you see the threading.
And they're also, it takes up a bit of real estate. Mm-hmm. And I find that one is really big. So a lot of real estate. But I actually don't like, when I have it on my wrist, I will unwind it so that the threads show.
Really?
I don't like it over the threads.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Feels too close. I'd say one of our biggest safety tips is that when you take off a bracelet to take a photo, you put it back on.
Mean people. Mean. So mean.
Why are we always picking on Rita?
Always.
Someday we'll let her live it down.
Oh my gosh.
I think ever since I was little, I always took really good care of my things. I'm very fussy and I'm a rule follower, like I said. So I always read instructions and I try and follow them. But, you know, sometimes things happen, accidents happen, mistakes happen. But with our big collections, tarnish happens. So we may not be polishing every night, but at least we know what to do and when to do it. So, ladies, are you now inspired to go and clean your collections after this episode?
No.
Yeah, ditto.
I mean, I'll give it a little shirt wipe, but
that's about it. Do take note before you take nice pictures, make sure they're not tarnished. You know, I haven't noticed it, and I take a picture, I'm like, oh, I have to do it all over again because it doesn't look nice.
Well, I hope our listeners learned a little bit about caring for their jewelry. And gosh, if you have any questions, please reach out and let us know so that we can try and help you. I think the best care you can give your charms, beads, bracelets, and all your jewelry is just to play with them, wear them, love them. I think that really does keep them looking the best, right? Is they're no good in a jewelry box. So take them out and have fun with them. And oh boy, next week, I'm so excited. I think we're all excited. We have our Charm Chat interview. Yay! So we can't wait to share that one with you. Until then, remember, you can reach out to us on Instagram at Charm Chat Podcast or email us at charmchatpodcast@gmail.com with, like I said, any questions and comments. And if you listen to us on a streaming app, we would love it if you would rate us. That would really help us out and help share Charm Chat. So thanks so much for listening and stay charming.